I'm thankful this morning that in any language we can count our blessings.
感谢主，今天早上我们用不同的语言一起来数算我们的恩典。
And I hope this morning there are many reasons why you're thanking God.
我希望今天早上你有很多的理由可以让你来感谢神。
Jessica is my interpreter this morning for the Western people that have not met her before.
我是今天 Pastor Mo 的翻译。
So you're laughing, and I have no idea why you're laughing. And the Western people are laughing because it's polite. Okay.
他不知道你们为什么笑，但是西人教会笑是因为觉得这是有礼貌的事。
But Jessica is involved in the ambassador ministry at Brock University.
Jessica 她是在那个使者协会工作的。
How many students are here from Brock University and our Niagara College this morning? Students, put their hands up.
在这里是布鲁克学生的举手。
We are thankful that you're here, and we are certainly praying for you as you're on the university and college campuses.
我们非常开心你们今天在这里，我们继续会为这个学校的工作祷告。
The Chinese Alliance, St. Catherine's Chinese Alliance Church in Westbourne, have had quite a history together.
圣宣和这个 Westbourne 这个西人教会有挺多的历史。
I know it's at least 30 years where we've had a relationship together.
我们在过去至少有30年有很好的关系。
I'm thankful for the ministry that Pastor Ander is having leading your flock.
非常感谢那个李长斌传道带领这个中文的这个教会。
And as I've talked to Pastor Ander and your elders, there is a desire that we meet together more on a regular basis.
所以两个教会希望我们这两个教会可以更多的聚在一起。
So let us continue to pray for one another.
让我们继续的彼此代祷。
And may we start praying with one another.
让我们一起的来祷告。
This morning we're going to be talking about unity.
今天早上我们要讲的事情是合一。
The Apostle Paul, on his third missionary trip, went to the city of Ephesus.
使徒保罗在他第三次的宣教行程中去了以弗所这个城市。
It was a difficult time and he encountered much opposition.
在那个时候非常的困难，遇到了很多的阻拦。
But still during this difficult time, many people heard about the gospel.
但是在这困难时候还是很多人听到了这个福音。
And after hearing about Jesus Christ for the first time, many of them responded.
听到了耶稣基督的名字了以后，很多人都回应了。
Taking a step of faith and entering into a new life with Jesus Christ.
用信心踏出了第一步，愿意跟神一起。
Many small groups of these new believers began meeting together.
很多的小组开始不同的开始聚会。
Paul is now writing from prison.
现在保罗是从监狱在写信。
He wants to be sure that the new believers are clear of the teachings about Jesus.
他希望这些新信徒，这些初信的非常清楚主的教导是什么。
That they're clear about the grace of God.
他希望他们知道神的恩典。
There are many false teachings that were rising up.
因为在那个时候有很多不好的，就是不对的教导出来了。
And so Paul wants to make sure that they are clear on the true gospel.
所以保罗希望他们对福音的正确性非常的清楚。
We see God is uniting the Jews and the Gentiles into a new community.
我们看到神在把犹太人和外邦人能够聚集在一起合一。
This new community is the church. It's the body of Christ.
这个新的这一个一群人是耶稣基督的身体，就是教会。
John chapter 1, it says that Jesus came on to his own, the Jews, but they didn't receive him.
约翰福音的第一章说 ，Sorry, can you repeat one? That's good.
Jesus came onto came to the Jews, but they didn't accept him.
Okay, 约翰福音说，当耶稣来到了犹太人的中间，犹太人并没有接受他。
But to those who believed in his name, they became the children of God.
但是凡信靠他名的人，神就给他们权柄做他的儿女。
Jesus would give these final instructions in Acts chapter 1 to his disciples.
耶稣在最后使徒行传的最后一章告诉他的门徒很多的教导。
You will wait and you will receive power. You will receive the Holy Spirit.
在那个约翰福音最后耶稣升天前的时候，耶稣跟他的门徒说，你们要等在那里，然后等候圣灵降临。
And you will be my witnesses throughout the world.
你们会成为我的见证，在世界各地。
That promise, that instruction came true, especially in the life of Paul.
这个教导在使徒保罗的生命中特别的彰显出来了。
And so now this morning we're looking into the book of Ephesians.
所以今天早上我们要看的是以弗所书。
And in chapter 4, we read these verses, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6.
以弗所书第四章一到六节。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is over all things and through all and in all.
我为主做囚徒的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就要与你们所蒙的招呼相称。凡事要谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，以和平彼此联系，竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一位，正如你们蒙召是为同有一个指望而蒙召，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是万人之父，超越万有之上，贯通万有，在万有之中。
In the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians, Paul is making the gospel very clear to the church.
在以弗所书一到三章的时候，保罗把这个福音很清楚的跟以弗所这个教会解释。
In the last three chapters, Paul is showing how living out the gospel truths will affect the way that they live.
他解释说，怎么样活出这个福音会影响每一个人他生活。
These verses are written to encourage the unity within the church.
这些经文写的是为了要鼓励在教会中的合一。
They speak to us about what is important to God.
他们告诉我们说，对神来讲这是重要的。
And they challenge us to narrow down the details of our lives.
而且挑战我们，让我们的生活可以简化。
Concentrating on what's important.
专心在那些重要的事情上。
As we look at these verses, the Trinity is evident.
在我们看这些经文的时候呢，三位一体这件事情呢，非常的明显。
You will see the emphasis on God, the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Father.
你会看到那个经文里指出圣灵，指出了基督，指出了父神。
Paul says there is one body, and that body is the body of Christ, the church.
保罗说只有一个身体，而这个身体就是基督的身体，也就是教会。
In 1 Corinthians 12, we read these words.
在哥林多前书十二章。
Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were given all the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of many.Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of the many.
哥林多前书十二章十二到十四节是这样说的：就如身体是一个，却有许多肢体，身体的肢体虽多，仍是一个身体。基督也是这样。我们无论是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，并且共享这位圣灵。
Paul would say these words to the Romans in chapter 12.For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these bodies do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
保罗又在罗马书的十二章四到五节这样子说：正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都有一样的用处，这样我们许多人在基督里是一个身体，互相联络做肢体。
You and I are members of one body.
你跟我都是同样一个身体的成员。
Every person who has truly placed their faith and trust in Christ is part of that body.
每一个把你的信心放在耶稣基督里的人，都是这一个身体里的肢体。
We all have different functions.
我们每一个肢体都有不同的作用。
We all have different gifts.
我们都有不同的恩赐。
We must work together.
但是我们必须要一起来做。
That is the will of God.
这是神的话。
It is easy for us to be independent.
对我们来讲，可能很容易就孤立的一个人。
We want to do our own thing without considering what our responsibility is to the church.
我们想要自己做自己的事情，但是我们却忘了我们对教会有责任。
And Paul wants to make it clear we need to be one.
那保罗想要很清楚的说明，我们必须要合一。
Diversity, yes.
是需要有不同的，没错。
But unity in that diversity.
但是在每个不同的恩赐里要有合一。
Different gifts.
不同的恩赐
different backgrounds,
不同的背景
but all part of one body, the church.
但是都是这个教会这个身体中的其中一个肢体
We cannot afford to become independent.
我们不能变成一个独行侠
Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 again, where he says, Now if the foot should say, Because I'm not the hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body.And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
保罗在哥林多前书12章15到20节又这样说假如脚说我不是手所以不属于身体他不能因此就不属于身体假如耳朵说我不是眼睛所以不属于身体他也不能因此就不属于身体假如全身都是眼睛听觉在哪里呢假如全身都是耳朵嗅觉在哪里呢但现在神随自己的意思把肢体一一安置在身体上了假如全都是一个肢体身体在哪呢但现在肢体虽多身体还是一个
We must remember the importance of our ministry and encouragement to one another
我们必须记得我们服事的重要性而且互相鼓励
Our ministry to one another brings glory to God
我们彼此服事呢能够为神带来荣耀
And our ministry to one another encourages each of us in our walk of faith with Jesus
我们彼此的服事也可以互相的鼓励让我们在走这条天路上得着力量
Paul goes on to say that there is one spirit
保罗继续的说有同一个圣灵
The one spirit he refers to is the Holy Spirit
这个灵他指的就是圣灵
You know, we can have many spirits in our lives
我们在生命中可能有不同的灵
We can have a joyful spirit or an angry spirit
比如说我们可能有一个喜乐的灵或者一个愤恨的灵
Sometimes we can have a jealous spirit or a spirit of cooperation.
我们可能有一个嫉妒的灵或者一个合作的灵。
We may have a forgiving spirit or a bitter spirit.
我们可能有一个饶恕的灵或者一个苦毒的灵。
But Paul makes it clear here that he is talking about the one spirit that we all must have.
但是保罗在这里很清楚地强调说他要讲的是那个我们必须共同有的那一位圣灵。
In fact, he's talking about the one spirit that every Christian has, the Holy Spirit.
他讲的就是每一个基督徒身上所有的那位圣灵。
The Holy Spirit lives in the Christian's heart.
圣灵内住在基督徒的心里。
In Romans 8, verse 9 through 11, we read, You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ.But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you.
罗马书八章九到十一节这样说如果神的灵住在你们里面你们就不属肉体而是属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督的基督若在你们里面身体就因罪而死灵却因义而活然而使耶稣从死人中复活的神的灵若住在你们里面那使基督从死人中复活的也必借着住在你们里面的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来
Paul has called us to be one in the body
保罗呼召我们每一个人在这个圣灵中成为一个肢体成为一个身体
To understand that there is one Holy Spirit who leads us and controls our lives as we submit to Him.
我们必须理解有一位圣灵是带领我们，而且我们必须将自己谦卑地跟随他的带领。
Led by the Holy Spirit, our attitudes and our priorities will be right.
当我们被圣灵掌管的时候，我们对生活的态度和我们人生中的先后次序就会对了。
Paul continues and he says there is one hope.
保罗继续说有一个同一个盼望。
Ephesians 4 verse 4 says there is one body, one spirit, and even as you are called in one hope of your calling.
以弗所书四章第四节说身体只有一个圣灵只有一位正如你们蒙召是同为有一个指望而蒙召的。
God through the work of his Holy Spirit called you to salvation.
神透过他的圣灵是呼召你们每一个人都借着他得救。
If you accepted the call,
如果你接受了这个呼召,
that is, you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior,
也就是说你愿意相信耶稣基督成为你个人的救主,
you have one hope.
你就有同一个指望。
What is that hope?
这个指望是什么呢?
It is the hope of heaven.
就是对天堂的盼望。
It is the certainty of eternal life.
就是对永生的盼望。
This hope is not a maybe.
这个盼望不是一个也许吧。
It is certain.
是一个非常确切的。
In Revelation chapter 1, we see this picture drawn for us by John. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a beautiful bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God will be God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.
在启示录我们看到使徒约翰这样子写。启示录二十一章一到四节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天和先前的地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新娘打扮整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要和他们同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在。”神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、痛苦，因为先前的事都过去了。
Paul is saying, in Christ we have an eternal hope.
保罗在说，在基督里我们有永恒的盼望。
We live in a broken world.
我们住在一个破碎的世界里。
God's word gives us hope that one day all things will become new.
但是神的话告诉我们说，给我们指望说，有一天这一切都要过去，都变成新的了。
We read these words in 1 John chapter 3. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure.
在约翰一书第三章，我们这样读。亲爱的，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显现。我们所知道的是，基督显现的时候，我们会像他，因为我们将见到他的本相。凡对他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他是洁净的一样。
We will be like Jesus when we are in His presence.
当我们站在耶稣基督的面前的时候，我们就会变得像他。
Because we have this one hope.
因为我们有同一个指望。
We are to live our lives in a pure way.
所以我们现在过人生，我们要活得洁净、清洁。
But while this is an eternal hope, it is a hope for the present.
当这个指望是对于盼望的，对于未来的，但是也是对于现在的。
Romans 15 verse 13 says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
罗马书十五章十三节说，愿赐盼望的神因你们的信把各样的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Do you need hope?
你需要盼望吗？
You can have it right now.
你现在就可以拥有。
That's what Paul was making clear to the Ephesians.
这就是保罗对以弗所教会讲得很清楚的。
The hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
我们的盼望在耶稣基督里面。
Well, Paul continues on and he says there is one Lord.
保罗继续说我们有同一位主。
Jesus was teaching his disciples and we see this in Luke chapter 6.
耶稣在教他的使徒我们在路加福音可以看到。
And as he's teaching here, he says, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like the man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete.
主耶稣对他的门徒说，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊却不照我的话做呢？凡到我这里来听了我的话又去做的，我要告诉你们他像什么人。他像一个人盖房子，把地挖深，将根基立在磐石上，到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不动摇，因为盖造的好。但听了不去做的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲立刻倒塌了，并且那房子损坏得很厉害。
The foundation of our faith is in Jesus Christ.
我们信仰的根基是在耶稣基督里。
As Jesus sent his disciples out,
当耶稣基督分派他的门徒出去的时候，
He said, go, teaching them all I have commanded you.
他说去，把我所教的话都吩咐他们做到。
And so it's important this morning that we understand who Jesus is.
所以我们很重要的是我们要明白耶稣基督是谁。
Many people are looking for Jesus.
很多人都在找耶稣。
But not necessarily want to accept the Jesus of the Bible.
但是他们不一定希望接受圣经里的这位耶稣。
Many people say that Jesus is Lord, but they don't act like it.
很多人说基督是我的主，但是他们的行为却没有表现出来。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
耶稣在马太福音说，不是每一个称呼我主啊主啊的人都能进天国，唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Again, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
同样他说一个人不能服侍两个主，他不是恨这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个，你们不能又服侍神又服侍钱。
If Jesus is not Lord of all,
如果基督不是一切的主，
He is not Lord at all.
他就不根本就不是主。
Paul continues to teach the Ephesians on having one faith.
保罗继续教以弗所教会我们有同一个信仰。
There is one faith in the sense that there is one body of truth in which to believe.
同一个信仰的意思就是说有 一些的真理是我们共同信仰的。
These are the basics of our faith that we must believe.
这些真理就是很重要的我们信仰中的根基。
There is one faith in the sense of one person to which we place our faith in.
同一个信仰也就是表示我们需要把我们的这个信心建立在一个人身上。
There's only one faith that saves, and that faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
只有一个信心可以让你得救，那就是在基督耶稣里的这个信仰。
John chapter 3 verse 36 says, Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them.
约翰福音第三章说，只有一位神，我们必须要靠神得生。如果我们不相信神的话，神的震怒藏在他的身上。
The concept of one faith is important because there are many teachings that tell us there are many ways to get to heaven.
同一个信仰这个教导非常重要，因为呢，在外面有很多谬论是说啊，你上天堂有很多不同的方法。
That happened 2,000 years ago when Paul was teaching the Ephesians.
其实2000年前就有这个谬论了。
Those teachings remain this day.
到现在一样。
The typical comment is that we all serve the same God.
很多人说，我们信的都是同一个神。
Or we're all going to the same place.
或者是我们死后都去同一个地方。
But we do not all serve the same God.
但是事实上，我们服侍的不是同一个神，我们去的
And we are not going to the same place.
我们死了以后也不是都去同一个地方。
John 14 verse 6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 12, John says, whoever has the Son has life, and whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
约翰福音书第又说，有耶稣基督的人就有生命，没有耶稣基督的人就没有生命。
You may place your faith in many things, but Paul is making it clear there is only one true faith, and it's in Jesus Christ.
你可能把你的信心寄托在很多不同的人或不同的东西上面，但是保罗说得很清楚，只有一个真正的信心，就是在基督里。
Paul continues in his teaching that there is one baptism.
保罗继续说，我们有同一个洗礼。
The Holy Spirit has already been mentioned here, so I want to focus on this being the water baptism of the church.
这里讲的洗礼不是圣灵的洗，而这真的是水洗的那个受洗的洗礼。
Baptism speaks of identification.
洗礼代表了我们的身份。
When a Christian is baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus,
当我们奉耶稣基督的名受洗的时候。
He or she is identifying himself or herself with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就是将我们的身份表明说我们是跟基督一起的。
The baptism says in identification that I believe in what Jesus has done for me.
洗礼也是在众人面前说我相信耶稣基督为我所做的一切。
It says I am his.
也是表明说我就是神的，我是属神的。
This was a baptism that would come after belief in Jesus as their Savior.
也就是当你相信耶稣基督为你的个人救主的时候，之后你可以受洗。
A baptism that comes into the life of a believer that follows their step of faith into this new life.
也就是当你踏出信心的第一步了以后，你可以考虑受洗。
The pattern is simple as we see it in Matthew chapter 28. Go ye therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things which I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
耶稣升天前对他的门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的都教导他们遵守。
First, the person is to believe on Christ and they become a disciple.
第一步是我们要先信靠主成为神的门徒。
This disciple identifies with Christ by being baptized publicly.
第二步就是在众人的面前你受洗，然后为主做见证。
And then they are to continue to grow in Christ through learning.
第三步就是你受洗之后，你继续的在主里面成长。
Acts 10 verse 48 says, And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then he prayed that him to tarry several certain days.
使徒行传第十章说，他就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
Paul says there is one Father.
保罗也说我们。同有一位天父。
Ephesians 4 verse 6 says, One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
以弗所书第四章第六节说，一神就是万人之父，超越万有之上，贯通万有，在万有之中。
We are reminded from the Ten Commandments that the Lord says, you shall have no other gods before me.
我们在十诫中被提醒说，除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
To this area of Ephesus, there had been a history of idol worship.
因为在过去中一直有不断的有偶像崇拜的这件事情。
Paul is saying there can be no room for idols in your life.
保罗提醒我们在我们的生命中间没有机会可以给任何的偶像存留。
Because there is only one God.
因为只有一位神。
And we worship that God.
我们要崇拜这位神。
We worship him because he is above all things.
我们敬拜这位神，因为呢，他是在万有之上。
In this one verse, we see the completeness of our God.
在这里，我们看到神的全能。
He is above all.
他是万有之上。
He is through all.
他是贯穿万有的。
And he is in those who call unto who, all those who are believers in Jesus Christ.
而且他在所有的信徒中间，他就是万有。
How shall we live out the gospel?
我们要怎么样活出这个福音呢？
In the busyness of this world, we need to narrow down our focus.
在这个忙碌的社会中，我们必须要简化，然后专注在重要的事上。
And I believe that the list that the Apostle Paul gave to the church in Ephesus is a good starting point for each of us.
我相信保罗给这个教会的这些教导是一个很好的开始。
We must remember that there's one body.
我们必须记得我们有同一个身体，一体。
One spirit.
同一位圣灵，一灵。
One hope.
同一个盼望，一望。
One Lord.
同一位主，一主。
One faith.
同一个信仰，一信。
One baptism.
同一个洗礼，一洗。
One Father.
同一位天父，一父。
My brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
This is what we are called to celebrate.
这个就是我们被呼召来庆祝的。
Let us continue to pray for each other.
让我们继续的彼此带到。
That we will celebrate unity in our faith in Jesus Christ.
让我们在耶稣基督里有合一。
As we come to the Lord's table this morning.
当我们来到主的餐前。
This table was given with an invitation by Jesus.
这是耶稣亲自设立的主餐。
To all those who believe in his name.
给所有信靠他名的人。
Recognizing that there is salvation in no other name except his.
让他们知道除他以外别无拯救。
To those who would know that they have new life only in Jesus.
让我们知道我们除了耶稣基督以外我们别无拯救。
Jesus said to remember me.
耶稣说纪念我。
By coming to his table.
来到圣餐桌前纪念我。
The Apostle Paul writes these words in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink the cup, this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书说，我当日传给你们的是说，是从主所领受的。主耶稣被出卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开，说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后，他也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行来纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是宣告主的死，直到他来。所以，任何不按规矩吃了主的饼、喝了主杯的人，就是干犯主的身体和主的血了。人应该省察自己，然后吃这饼、喝这杯，因为人吃喝，若不分辨是主的身体，他的吃喝就是定自己的罪了。
We come to the Lord's table this morning not because we're perfect.
我们今天早上来到主的圣餐桌前不是因为我们是完美的。
We come because we are forgiven.
我们来到主的圣餐桌前是因为我们是被赦免的。
Jesus' body would be broken.
耶稣基督的身体为我们掰开。
His blood would be shed.
他的血为我们流。
That we might know forgiveness.
我们因此知道什么是饶恕。
Of our sins.
什么是我们的罪得到赦免
Reunited a new life with our God.
我们才得以与父神和好
And so this morning, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
所以今天早上如果你是已经信靠耶稣基督为你个人救主的
Please join us at the table.
请来到圣餐桌前
If you do not know Jesus,
如果你还不认识耶稣
You can.
你可以
You can receive him.
你可以接受他
You can recognize before him and confess, Lord, I'm a sinner.
你可以来到主面前说，主啊，我真是个罪人。
Lord, I need your forgiveness.
主，我需要你的赦免。
I desire to be made right with you.
我希望与你和好。
Lord, I want the new life that only you can give me.
主，我愿意希望你给我一个重新的生命。
And if you pray that and believing in the name of Jesus,
如果你这样祷告，而且这样子的信靠耶稣基督，
you can have a confidence that you're forgiven.
你也可以来这里。
So as we come to the table,
所以当我们来到这个桌前，
I invite you to come as those who are forgiven and have received salvation from Jesus.
我邀请每一位已经受洗成为主的门徒的人来到桌前。
And if you have not received him,
如果你还没有接受他，
then I would encourage you just let the plate go by as it's passed.
请拿到盘子的时候传给下一位就好了。
I'm going to invite the elders to come at this time who are going to be assisting with serving the communion.
请长老来负责分饼分杯。